Hello, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Hello, everybody. I wanted to come on with a quick word today. As you guys know, we are about to begin our 90-day faith walk, and I just wanted to lay this on you guys' hearts to just bless you this week. Pretty much this past week, I've noticed that I have been tested. Like, I've been given a big test, and within this test, I've had to be reminded to just wait on God and to know what's from him and what's not from him and what's of the enemy. So I've had to really rely steadfast on my faith and understand that God wouldn't bless me with anything that's not from him. So I have to be patient and wait on him. And when I chose to do that, I immediately saw God's hand by the end of the week. All I had to do was fast, pray, wait on him, be consistent and trust in his word. So sometimes some of you guys come to me and you're like, well, Jess, you know, I was blessed and God gave me this, but it's something that doesn't represent his fruit. It could be, for example, somebody told me I was so blessed, you know, God blessed me to pay my rent early. But the way that this person got their money, it wasn't from God, right? So we have to consider the fruit. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't take these things, do as you please. But I'm telling you that for me, I got to be a firm faith walker, especially at this point in my walk. I got to be mindful of where my fruit comes from, where my sales come from, where my customers come from, what my intentions were. And we don't always get it right. There are certain things of the world that we participate in, right? But the point is to try our very best to be like-minded individuals in the spirit. And I think that's really the bigger goal. So I challenge you guys today to just read Matthew 4. I don't know who's being tested. I don't know who feels like, you know, I can't really identify God's voice in this test. So if you're waiting for God to give you clarity, I want you to know confusion is of the enemy, and God will allow tests to occur. It's part of the journey, and it's up to you to be able to identify his voice. So if you guys read Matthew 4, y'all know I'm an MSG version fan of the Bible. You'll see that Jesus was tested, and he prepared for the test by fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. And within the word, you guys are going to see that the devil knows God's word. He will trick you. He will try to make you believe that this is something from God when you know that if you accept this, you know, negativity, if you accept this gift of the enemy, it's just going to backfire on you. I can only imagine what would have happened to me and my business if I didn't wait patiently for God to answer my prayer. So I just want to also remind you guys to be very specific in your prayers, but also be very specific in your prayer life and your prayer time. So within this word that you guys are going to read in Matthew 4 today, you guys are going to see that not only does the devil know God's word, but Jesus knows God's word. And he has to remind himself that God would never play him out of his position by defeating the devil with the word. So the devil tried to test Jesus 3 times before he left him alone, finally, and the test was over. And once the test was over, angels were rejoicing. But in the midst, you have to be able to be tested and understand it. God will allow you to go through the test. It's up to you to remain obedient and just stay solid and loyal to the God that you serve. So hopefully that's a word for somebody today. I wanted to remind you to just make sure that you are able to fight against the enemy. In Ephesians 6, guys, it tells you what our armor is to fight against the enemy. It tells us that we have to have on our breastplate of righteousness. It tells us every single detail of how to fight against the enemy. And we have to know our word. And I want y'all to see that within this word, when Jesus was being tested, he knew his word. So if you're struggling with hearing God's voice, if you're struggling with understanding if it's him, if you're struggling with, you know, if I should answer this, this looks right. If it's any confusion, it's a no. It's that simple. And your word has all of your yeses in it. So read your word today. I'm going to also, within this email that I'm sending, include for you guys the link to Matthew 4, the MSG version of the word that I want you guys to receive. It's actually Matthew 4, 1 through 11. And then I'll also include Ephesians 6 so you guys can know how to prepare for the test and every battle and every single fight. You want to be covered in every detail that you need to be protected and to hear God. I'm excited for you guys. Have a good week and prepare for your test and just know that you will win. The enemy cannot win. You already come from his victory. So you won. Have a good week, y'all.